Okay, Adele, how was the show?
Well, it was fascinating.
Yeah?
What I don't know about Dolly Parton is enormous.
Oh, yeah?
And Amy Miller, as I told you before, has a giant life, like sort of poster-sized photo of Dolly Parton up in her house. And so when she came over, she brought us a copy of Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Excellent, excellent. Something, right? A movie that could never be made today.
Right. Well, I've never seen it. So I guess I'll look at it. I don't know how well she says it holds up.
Okay.
And we'll find out one day.
Is it truly about prostitution?
Yeah.
We may never know.
We may never know. And what I loved, though, was sort of the stories about Dolly Parton. The Dolly Parton twang has never been my go-to.
Oh, yes.
Musically.
Yes.
But looking at the lyrics, and she was such a prolific writer, and now there's Dollywood.
Sure.
And there's and
many people have sung her songs. She's an extraordinarily prolific and well respected songwriter.
Right, and just a hit generator across genres. You know, she's a new song out with Kesha.
Oh, right.
It's not new, actually. It's just a new duet of an old song of hers, and it's very sweet.
Yeah, I don't know how prolific she still is in her 90s.
I think she's 72, according to Amy Miller. I would have guessed a little older, but maybe.
Right.
She was pretty young when she married her husband, who she's been married to for 50 years.
All right.
Yeah. They married in 66. He lays asphalt, according to Amy Miller.
Well,
it's fascinating. The whole thing is just fascinating, and I've been listening.
You are definitely out in the weeds in the Dolly Parton weeds, weren't you?
I am totally, and I like the fact that she was like, if you're going to be staring at my boobs, just sign this, because she tried to talk to them like business people. And no one would talk to her.
The
record executives were...
Not like fans. If you're going to stare at my boobs, just sign this. Wait a minute, aren't you supposed to sign something for me? You
know, hand me cash is what she probably also said to them. It's it was just essentially anybody who was just staring at her boobs and just staring at her hair and just thinking about how they wanted to touch her. She was like, I'm sick of trying to talk to you people.
Right.
Let's just shovel money into my face. So I want to watch everything and listen to everything now.